So now, was there any degree of distress? Were there people having nervous breakdowns and screaming? And I mean, a lot of these people have gone through a lot, haven't they?
Yes, yes. Well, the only times of the people distressed en masse, I read, when they came into Heighton, you know, when I mentioned before, it was camp in England, because a lot of them had been to a concentration camp and seeing another barbed wire enclosure there. I saw quite a number of people really losing their, dropping their bundle, you know.
Screaming.
Screaming, crying, and carrying on. And
there was no mass resistance.
No, there was no mass resistance. No, they were all, even in those days, we realised that the thing to do is that we'd do ourselves, we'd be better not to carry on too much, but to try and convince the authorities that we really wanted to play our part in the war effort, which we did. And we realised that sooner or later all this would be, they realised what a silly bloody thing they'd been doing, and which was true in the end, only because, in the meantime, we were on the way to Australia. We were then officially told that we'd be sent to Australia after we left Cape Town. And
You were informed?
We were informed, officially come a bit by that time, then somewhere in the Indian Ocean, we'd been sent to Australia, and we'd be very well received there. Australia was the land of milk and honey. We'd be well looked after, the colonials looked after us very well.